China is the limit
on world women. U.S. President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in a dueling town hall meetings instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks Thursday night. Mr. Trump on NBC from Miami, Biden on ABC from Philadelphia. Trump backed out of plans for the originally scheduled presidential face-off after debate organizers shifted the format to a virtual event following Trump's coronavirus diagnosis. Meantime, millions of early ballots have already been cast for the November 3rd election. Both candidates are out campaigning, with Mr. Trump holding rallies in the states of Florida, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, and Mr. Biden traveling to Ohio and also to Florida. Another presidential debate on October 22nd is still scheduled to take place, though it's unclear in what format. New applications for U.S. jobless benefits rose against expectations last week to 898,000. The Labor Department said on Thursday the 53,000 increase from the prior week was the sharpest rise in seasonally adjusted initial claims since the week of August 15th, as the United States attempts to recover from mass layoffs caused by business shutdowns earlier this year, all to stop COVID. French President Emmanuel Macron began an EU summit on relations with Britain on Thursday, declaring that France's fishing community must not lose access to UK waters because of Brexit. Macron said the fishermen will not be those sacrificed to Brexit. He said that France didn't choose Brexit and that preserving access for French fishermen to British waters is an important point in the talks. For more stories making international headlines, please visit our website,